This is BOA News. The remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced that U.S. forces in Iraq will end their combat duties within months. He made the announcement on Monday during a White House visit from Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. Speaking to reporters, Biden said the new role for American troops in Iraq will be to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arises. And when he said ISIS, he meant the Islamic State group. The president declined to say how many U.S. troops of the current level of approximately 2,500 will remain there. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters just ahead of the Oval Office meeting, quote, "This is a shift in mission. It is not a removal of our partnership or our presence or our close engagement with Iraqi leaders." More women and children were killed or wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in the first 6 months of any year since the United Nations began keeping count in 2009. That's according to a UN report on Monday. Afghanistan saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians killed and wounded in violence across the country in the first 6 months of this year compared to the same period last year, according to the report. Lebanese businessman and former Prime Minister Najib Mikati secured enough votes in parliamentary consultations on Monday to be designated the head of the government again. His designation as prime minister came after veteran Sunni Muslim politician Saad al-Hariri abandoned attempts at forming a cabinet earlier this month. Hariri gave up after 9 months of deadlock with the Lebanese president. That political squabbling has left Lebanon without effective government as the country sinks deeper into economic crisis. This is VOA News. Mary Simon on Monday became Canada's first Indigenous person to be named Governor General of the United States' northern neighbor. As Canada's head of state and the representative of Queen Elizabeth II in the Commonwealth nation, Simon said her appointment marks an important step forward on the long path toward reconciliation. It followed the painful discoveries of more than 1,000 unmarked graves at church-run residential schools funded by the Canadian government to forcibly assimilate Canada's Indigenous population. In her first official speech as Governor General, Simon said Monday she was honored, humble, and ready for the job. Intelligence agencies studying the fate of the Islamic State in Iraq fear the terror group is not going anywhere, even as U.S. combat forces in the country prepare to, quote, recede deep into the background and leave the brunt of the work to Iraqi forces. The assessment is one of the key findings in a report released by the United Nations Sanctions Monitoring Team, which warns that despite setbacks, IS, also known as ISIS, or ISIL, ISIL, is poised to be a problem for some time to come in Iraq and in neighboring Syria as well. U.S. officials describe IS in Iraq as diminished, noting it may now command as few as 8,000 fighters across Iraq and Syria. That's a far cry from the upwards of 34,000 fighters the terror group likely had during its heyday. A group of centrist U.S. senators remained deadlocked Monday on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package to repair the country's deteriorating roads and bridges and boost funding for broadband international internet service. A month ago, President Joe Biden announced the basic agreement with the senators on the plan, but negotiations have lingered on financial details. Biden, a Democrat, considers the infrastructure package one of his biggest legislative priorities and important as a way to show voters he can negotiate a bipartisan deal. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Monday that last-minute wrangling is to be expected, adding there are some outstanding issues. Still, President Biden told reporters, "I'm always optimistic." Thousands of homes in Northern California are under threat from two wildfires that recently merged as dozens of other fires continue to burn across the western United States. Officials say more than 10,000 homes are under threat. Evacuations have been ordered around a popular resort area after California's largest blaze, the Dixie Fire, merged over the weekend with another one nearby. 86 wildfires are burning in 12 states, mostly in the west. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.